Israeli troops have detained 37 more Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. They raided 7 Hamas institutions and searched 80 locations. Israel has intensified its attacks to find 3 settlers who went missing on the 12th of June. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern over the mass arrests of Palestinians in the West Bank. So far, 4 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds more detained in the Israeli military operation. Tel Aviv accuses Hamas of being behind the alleged kidnapping of the settlers, a claim the group rejects. Sama Khaymer Abu Sada, professor of Al-Azhar University, is with us now live from Gaza. Let's have his thoughts. Mr. Abu Sada, welcome to the program. First of all, what are your thoughts about the case of the 3 missing Israelis? There's been a lot of speculation. Some have even suggested that this might be a ploy and an excuse that's being used by Israel to launch extended military operations against Palestinians. How are you seeing it?
Well, to be honest with you, looking at this whole case, which started about 12 days ago when 3 Israeli settlers disappeared in the Gosh Etzion area, in the, which is a settlement block in the West Bank, it has been a big puzzle. The Israelis are basically saying that 3 settlers, 3 young settlers have been disappeared, but no Palestinian faction or no Palestinian resistance group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping of the 3 Israeli settlers. Over the past 12 days, Israel has conducted a house-to-house search in the area in which the Israeli settlers have been disappeared with no clues. In addition to that, as it was reported in your program, the Israelis have conducted mass arrest in this campaign to try to find a thread which would probably lead them to whereabouts of those 3 Israeli settlers. But we don't know yet. I mean, some Palestinian basically are saying that it could be that Israel, it's an Israeli plot to basically keep those 3 Israeli settlers away in order to engage in this aggression against the Palestinians in the West Bank. But and some of those Palestinians are basically saying that the Israeli history proved that Israel has relied on such methods in the past when Israel declared its independence in 1948. And before that, they basically sank a ship in the middle of the sea to try to bring sympathy with their cause before the declaration of Israel. So it could be both ways, but at the end of the day, there are 3 Israeli missing settlers. No Palestinian has claimed responsibility for that. And whoever is responsible for the kidnapping of those 3 Israeli settlers, it's definitely a well-done job in terms of kidnapping them, hiding them, and not leaving one thread of information which will enable Israeli security to know whereabouts of those 3 Israeli settlers.
And, you know, since this incident, Ms. Abu Sada, the thing is we are seeing a bit more tension now between Fatah and Hamas following the formation of the unity government, especially considering Mahmoud Abbas's security coordination with Israel concerning the search in the West Bank. So do you think this issue has affected unity between Palestinians?
Well, definitely. The kidnapping of the 3 Israeli settlers have poisoned the internal Palestinian situation. As you probably know, both Hamas and Fatah established a unity government on June 2nd of this month. And 10 days after this government was established, this government is faced with 2 crises. The first crisis was the salaries of Hamas employees in the Gaza Strip, and the second crisis was the kidnapping of the 3 Israeli settlers. And the statements came from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who, in his speech in Saudi Arabia, showed a lot of sympathy for the Israeli settlers by describing them as teenagers, civilian teenagers, innocent. In the meantime, according to international law, those are considered settlers and their existence in the West Bank are illegal and illegitimate, By basically speaking about sacred security cooperation between the PA, the Palestinian Authority, and Israel, that has provoked Hamas, which is Fatah partner in this unity government. And over the past 12 days, we have seen incitement between Hamas and Fatah, which will probably destabilize the continuation of this unity government. And it seems to me the minute that will prove that Hamas is behind the kidnapping of those three Israeli settlers, that will probably mean the end of this unity government between Hamas and Fatah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mohammed Abu Sadeh, Professor of Al-Azhar University, live from Gaza.